Duke University graduate Shane Battier will be a top pick in this year's NBA draft. He said he waited to make himself available for the draft because his diploma was important to him. Many others argue the current rules make players choose either the immediate reward of pro money or a deferred one in the college degree. Commentator Frank DeFord says the only sane response now is a radical one.
As the NBA draft approaches, there has been anew a great deal of weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth about the poor basketball players who will be deprived of more higher education because they opt to turn pro after high school or after only a year or two of college. Now, curiously, no one seemed very upset about Tiger Woods' educational loss when he departed Stanford early. There were no cries of academic anguish when Pete Sampras, Andre Agassi, and Venus and Serena Williams went on tour instead of on campus. And never is anybody disturbed by the hundreds of baseball prospects who abandon schooling every year for the minor leagues. But, of course, deeply concerned educators do care about the minds of basketball and football players, because those just happen to be the only two sports that draw big-ticket crowds and rich television contracts for the colleges. Similarly, the NFL and NBA want prospects to play in college so they can build up their box office appeal before they move on to the pros. The answer to this cynical dilemma is all very simple, of course. Throw out all the antiquated amateur rules. Yes, after a player is drafted, he should be allowed to stay in school and play college basketball or football for up to four seasons. Who cares whether he's been paid money? Who cares whether his daddy, the school's athletic scholarship program, or the Indiana Pacers is paying his tuition? Look at it this way. A student who wants a career in radio is praised if he gets a summer job as an intern working in a radio station. When he comes back to college in the fall, nobody says, "Well, son, you can't work at the college radio station now because you're a radio pro." There's a student at Princeton named Chris Young who was signed to play in the Pittsburgh Pirates farm system during the summer. He's not only banned from playing with the Princeton baseball team in the spring, but because he is a summer baseball intern, he is banned from playing basketball with Princeton in the winter. This is like prohibiting a published student poet from writing for the college newspaper. But these nutty rules are affirmed by the Ivy League presidents, some of our brightest educators. When it comes to sports, though, even our smartest people go bonkers. It's time we admitted that this idiotic system of amateur athletic eligibility is nothing but a vestige of a 19th century arrangement from a class system in another country. It was created in the 1800s by the English swells to restrict young working men from competing against the leisure classes. It has no relevance to 21st century America. Open up college sports to all eligible students, stop caring about who's paying the bills, and everybody, pros and colleges alike, will be happier, nobody will be hurt, and a great deal of the sham and hypocrisy of sport will be instantly eliminated.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.